through because they've made me the kind of person that I am today. They've helped me to grow and become the person that I am so that I can be a better support to my husband and for my children. You know, my children, they rely on me to take care of their dad and to make him be as happy as he can. And so that's my mission. That's what I'm trying to do today. And I am so grateful for my program. I can't even say enough about it. It is truly humbling for me. And I don't take it for granted, ever, ever. I'm still in awe of the blessings that I get from it and for the communication, the messages that I get from my higher power. So I want to thank you for being here today. And, oh, we've got 10 minutes. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me share. So we've got 10 minutes. So anybody who would like to come up and share, that would be wonderful. If you have anything you want to add about the questions or anything about your own personal journey.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, sorry, I thought you could hear me. I'm sometimes my voice is soft. People used to tell me I have an FM DJ voice. So, but just service. Instead of focusing on myself and the problem, serving others, focus on the good thinking in the literature instead of, the negative thinking. So I'm thankful to see Hal for helping me change in that way.
Hi, I'm Susan, compulsive eater.
Hi, Susan.
And thank you. I haven't been here for the whole workshop, but what I heard was very helpful. It's not so much what the particular adversities are or were, but I have found that sharing them, I've been in CHOW for 15 years, and I've gotten to know a lot of people on the phone bridge, and I get more outreach calls when I talk about my troubles or what's happening, and it still surprises me, that, because sometimes I say, well, why talk about these troubles? It's not positive, is it? But in a way, it is, because if I have something happening, like last night I shared about my sister being sick, and I didn't go into great big detail about it, but I was abstinent. I kept abstinent throughout the 6 months, maybe a year. I wasn't in program when I had a handicapped child. She was multiply handicapped. And I was an eater. I mean, I was a compulsive eater. And she lived for 10 years. And I knew nothing about nothing. The world revolved around me. It was a great big tragedy. But wrapped up in a tragedy was the ability that I could find God, my higher power. I married a disabled person, and I'm not married anymore, but we're friends. We're very close friends. And I knew he was head injured. I knew he had a disability. I knew that he was an active alcoholic. And I married. We married, and I've learned a lot. So it's not so much the good things or the bad things, because we're all going to get a sprinkling, at least a sprinkling of the really good and the really terrible. But it's what I do with it, and it's how I look at it, and I'm sure people have told you, and they've told me, well, this is an opportunity for growth. I don't know how I care about hearing about that at the time when something really terrible is happening. My ex-husband is a year older than me, and his head injury has probably contributed to his what now seems to be, you know, oncoming dementia. And I'm not going to leave him, but, you know, I'm not going to stay married to him either. Well, we divorced a while ago. And he's just one of my friends. He's somebody close and somebody that I can have fun with and I can support. But, you know, there's no big expectations there of things changing, you know. So practicing acceptance is always a good one for me, as much as I don't like to accept these things before me. And to just keep coming back, just keep doing my program, you know, today. You know, what instead of thinking of what can go wrong today, it's what can go right, you know, what good things can happen. And it's an affirmation in a way, because usually good things will happen. I will find good things. I will find, and well, now it's really special. I'm probably talking too long, so thank you.
I wanted to say that I am grateful for the promises that we read in our meetings. I'm touched by the feelings that I have when I think about my new freedom and my new overall happiness. As it says, my whole attitude and outlook on life is changing. I know that God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. Are these extravagant promises? Right, thank you. I was hoping you'd say that. I know these promises are being fulfilled in me, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, and they do materialize if I work for them. I'm also grateful for the Serenity Prayer. It has been huge for me to learn to accept the things I cannot change. I love flowers. There is nothing better for me, nothing more peaceful than going through a garden. I just love it, or even looking at pictures of flowers. I used to work with flowers a lot, and they put me in my happy place. But they are started by seeds, aren't they? As are our beloved vegetables and fruits. And sometimes the seeds are tiny, sometimes a little bit bigger, but and the flowers grow. All of those things grow. They grow into something beautiful and worthwhile. And they grow into something that will benefit others, either physically, spiritually, or emotionally. So I hope you've heard something today that will inspire you, give you some thought later, help you connect with your higher power. So thank you again for being here today. Okay.